Welcome, and thank you all for joining the Piaggio Group First Half 2011 Conference Call. Here with me are Mr. Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and CEO, and Mr. Pallottini, Piaggio Group's Financial General Manager, to comment on the results. Before we begin, I have a couple of quick items to cover. As a reminder, during the call, we will follow a slide presentation, which is available for download from our website under the reading Investor Relations Presentation. After the presentation, there will be the opportunity to ask questions. Now, I'm pleased to hand over the conference to Mr. Pallottini.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to everybody. Let's start with our presentation, starting from the highlights on page three and four. Net consolidated sales increased by 1.1% to 830 million euro, sustained by the ongoing growth of our Asian operations and the solid performance of our two-wheels business in Western countries, which showed just a slight decrease of 1% in spite of a persistent weak European market scenario. The gross margin decreased by 4.5% to 253 million euro, whilst keeping the ratio to the net sales above 30%. Nevertheless, the group improved at EBITDA level with an increase by 2.4% to 120 million euro. That means 2.8 million euro higher than last year, coupled with a margin growth by 0.2 percentage points from 14.3% up to 14.5%. It's worth mentioning that in terms of EBITDA margin, this represents the best first half of the last four years. These results are partially reflected at EBIT level too, which increased by 0.5% up to 75 million euro, notwithstanding higher depreciations. Moving further down the income statement, income before taxes was 62 million euro, about 1 million less than previous year, and the net income ended slightly higher than last year at 33.3 million euro, with the tax rate at 46.1%. The net financial position decreased markedly to 332 million euro from 350 million euro of December 2010, reaching a level 10 million euro lower than the first half of the previous year. Now, moving to the slide number five, we can have an in-depth view at the net sales trend. The Piaggio Group total net sales accounted for 830 million euro, with an increase by 9 million euro over 2010, and including around about 16 million euro of negative currency impact. The total two-wheel sales, including spare parts and accessories, accounted for 579 million euro, just 0.6% lower than 2010. At business level, scooter sales decreased by 24 million euro. That means -5.8% to the prior year, whilst bikes went on performing well with an increase by 16 million euros. That means about +19% over prior year. On the other side, the total commercial vehicle sales, including spare parts and accessories, increased by 5% up to 251 million euro from 239 million in 2010. The two-wheels Western country sales, which include European and American sales, accounted for 510 million euro, with a slight decrease by 1%. That is a remarkable outcome given the actual weak economic scenario in these areas. This result came from diverging dynamics. Firstly, an increase by 7% up to 327 million euros of European countries excluding Italy. Secondly, an increase by 8 million euro of American sales. That means over +60%, reaching a level of 21 million euro, and thirdly, a decrease by 17.5%, down to €161 million, of Italian sales, mainly driven by a scooter market decline of around 18%. And I remind you that the results of Italy were, in terms of comparison over last year, we are penalized by an unfavorable comparison, as the first quarter 2010 was still benefiting from state incentives. The two-wheels Asian sales increased by 3% to €69 million, notwithstanding €9 million of negative currency impact and a different product sale mix compared to last year. The commercial vehicle sales altogether increased from €239 million up to €251 million, thanks to the contribution of our Indian sales that grew by 12%, including the negative exchange rate effect that was almost by €8 million in India. Overall, looking at the geographical mix of total sales and considering both two-wheels and commercial vehicles business segments, the Asian revenues contribution to total sales increased from 30% in the first half last year to 32% in the current year. Now let's move to the next slide that shows the overall number of units sold, which increased by almost 2% from 341,000 units up to 347,000 units. The total two wheels accounted for 228,000 units, with a decline by 2.2% over prior year, resulting from opposite trends by geographic area. The first point, as regards to the Western countries, our sales declined by 6% in line with the overall weak market trend of Europe. The decrease in the market trend for the two wheels was 7% in Europe. In Asia, the volumes grew by 26% from 30,000 up to 37,000 units, driven by a 19% growth in Vietnam, almost entirely concentrated in the second quarter, thanks to the positive market trend and the successful introduction of the Liberty on one side, and the healthy sales growth outside Vietnam, namely in Taiwan and Thailand on the other side. Moving to the breakdown by business, the two-wheels volumes were negatively affected by 3% decline of scooter sales to 203,000 units, that means 5,500 units less than the previous year. This is primarily the result of the strong contraction of the Italian market that was minus 18% in the half, which drove to a 18,000 decline in units sold, in terms of units sold. Conversely, good results came from the motorcycles that with more than 25,000 units sold showed an increase by 2% over last year. Moving to commercial vehicles, the 3 and 4 wheels units sold had an overall increase by 10% up to more than 118,000 units, thanks to the Indian performance that registered an increase by 11%. Let's move to slide number 7. We can have a depth look at the EBITDA, which improved both in absolute terms and in ratio to net sales. The EBITDA went up to 120.3 million euro. I repeat, 120.3 million euro, from 117.5 million in 2010, pushing the margin to 14.5%, winning an increase by 0.2 percentage point. This achievement came from the combination of a lower gross margin, which was mainly affected by the negative currency impact, and a higher contribution of Indian sales that, as you know, are characterized by lower gross margin but I remind you also with a lower operating expenses. Secondly, the ongoing significant results in terms of cost control, which led to 15 million euro savings in the cash operating expenses. The net income is shown in the next slide. We can see that the net income had an increase from 33.1 million euro. This came from the increase, a slight increase of the EBIT up to 75 million euro from 74.6 million euro of last year, notwithstanding a higher level of depreciation. An increase of 1.3 million euro of financial expenses, mainly due to unfavorable year-on-year comparison on currencies. Finally, a decrease in terms of taxes by 1.2 million euro, as we forecasted a tax rate of 46.1%. That means 1.2 percentage points lower than last year. Let's move to the balance sheet, slide number nine. The net financial position accounted for 332 million euro, with a cash generation by almost 18 million euro compared to December last year, and 10 million euro compared to June 2010 on a 12-month basis. The group was able to reduce the net financial position mainly thanks to the strict control of the working capital, which more than offset a higher level of capital expenditure. In order to better appreciate the cash flow evolution, let's move directly to slide number 10, and we can see the most significant levers of the cash generation of the 18 million that we mentioned before. They came from the operating cash flow that generated about 68 million euro coming from the P&L. The working capital reduction decreased by almost 22 million euro in the first half, and 34 million euro versus June last year, mainly thanks to the tight control on inventories and receivables. We have the capital expenditures that accounted for about 49 million euro. That means 14 million euro higher than 2010, mainly due to a higher level of spending for our industrial activities. That means the new plants that we are managing for the capacity increase in our three and four wheels plant in India, the new Vespa plant in India again, and then the new engine plant in Vietnam. Finally, we had the dividend payment of about 26 million in line with past year. At this point, we finished our presentation. Thank you for your kind attention, and we are ready for your Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. First question from Mr. Alex Falcioni from UniCredit. Mr. Falcioni, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I would like to have an update, if you could, on what you expect volumes of two-wheeled vehicles to be out of Southeast Asia this year. Also, you know, how the entrance into the new market of Indonesia, Thailand, Taiwan, Malaysia, et cetera, Philippines, is going in terms of outlet numbers that you are opening in terms of, you know, in order to press forward your distribution. Also, how your plans for the Indian two-wheeled vehicle plant are going. Last time I heard, you were talking about starting production and sales at the start of 2012. That's all for now. Thank you.
Okay. Let's start from the volumes two wheels for in Southeast Asia. I remember them in the past conference call after the first quarter results. We gave you an information about the confidence that we were having about the total level forecasted at the end of the year, which at that time was mentioned to be expected over 70,000 units. At this moment, I can confirm this confidence and even give you some stronger expectation than we had at that time. About the Indian plant, we always confirmed the starting of production for the two wheels plant in India. Let me say between the first and the second quarter of next year, that means around March, April, and we confirm this timing. About the development of southeastern market outside Vietnam and developing of network distribution, I hand over to Mr. Galli for some more information.
So, okay, in terms of volumes, I mean, the main countries are going to be, of course, a part of Vietnam, Indonesia, Taiwan, and Thailand. I mean, in these three markets, we already started operation with fully owned subsidiaries, and Indonesia has started the invoicing of vehicles and spare parts from July. So, I mean, the first invoice, I believe, was issued yesterday or a couple of days ago. In terms of outlet, we have a very aggressive number of so in Vietnam, we have around 80 to 90 outlets. In Indonesia, we, of course, are planning to have, starting from this month, something around 30 outlets. And in the total region, a number of around 150 outlets. In terms of product mix, what it is giving a good expectation is Taiwan, which is, I mean, a country a bit more evoluted in terms of consumption and in terms of GDP per capita compared to all the other countries. And the product request are going to the higher part of the product range. While, I mean, for Indonesia and Thailand, we expect a mix similar to Vietnam.
Okay. That means you're saying better than 70,000 units. Now, you did 35 in the first half, 35,000, just with Vietnam and maybe a little bit of Taiwan and Thailand. So, yeah, that looks very, very conservative. You say a little better, but it seems like it could be a lot better.
Let's consider a figure closer to 100 rather than 70.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
There are no more questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your questions by pressing star followed by one. Next question from Mr. Nicolo Storer from Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon. Maybe I didn't grasp what you said. If you please could repeat which was your currency impact on Two Wheels Asia. Thank you.
Okay. The currency, about the currency impact in Asia that is related to the devaluation of the Vietnamese dong, we registered an impact by 8.9 million euros. That means a depreciation by 17% of the Vietnamese dong versus euro.
Okay, thank you.
Next question from Mr. Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a couple of questions. One is on the very good results you've been able to get in Europe despite the weakness of Italy. Do you see this trend continuing in the future quarter, and what is driving that? So what countries, I presume France or some others? And the second one on the LCV outlook for India, what are your expectations going through the second half of the year? Thank you.
I mean, in terms of future trend in EMEA, I mean, at the moment, we have a very good performance of some countries such as France, Germany. Also, U.K. is not performing in a bad way, while Spain and Italy, of course, had an important decrease in terms of market. What we can tell you is that, I mean, Italy should be a little bit better in the next months. If you look at the market trend in the first half, I mean, there was a decrease of 16%, and if you compare last year versus 2008, there was another 16%, sorry, 2009, there was another 16% decrease. So, I mean, if you compound the two effects, 2011 was something like 32% down than 2008. If you look at the second quarter of 2010, so the second half of 2010, so the half to which we are going to compare the next performance, last year the market decreased very much because of the end of incentive. And so the decrease versus 2009 of 2010 was already something around 30%. So we can expect that the decrease probably in Italy will go on, but with a lower pace compared to the first game. On the other hand, the other markets are going on to perform. There was some slowdown of France, but at the moment it was just 1 month, so it's not anymore. In terms of outlook for India, I mean, India market is going to perform very, very well in terms of growth. So the growth in the first half was significant. There was some sort of slowdown in the second quarter compared to the first one, but we expect that the market is going to recover with the growth rate in line with, I mean, at least the first part of the first half of 2000.
Thank you.
There are no more questions. Hello, sorry, just a new question from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita. Mr. Lustig, please.
Yeah, good afternoon. The first question is again on European trend and maybe a focus on Italian market, if you have some color on the trend experience in the market during July, which is a quite important month. The second question is on the difference in sales in first half in the Western countries that were minus one and volumes minus six. So I wonder if this 5% difference is mainly increasing prices, or if there is also a different mix in the product that had been sold. Then a question on EBITDA, sorry. I wonder if you can tell us what has been the amount of restructuring cost affecting the first half results. And finally, because of the good performance in the cash flow generation, I was wondering if there is some relevant difference in factoring used in first half 2011 versus first half 2010. Thank you.
Okay, let's start. For the Italian European trend, at the moment things are going on in July more or less with the same trend that we experienced during the first 6 months. No significant. We will have to wait for the final, let me say, 5 months, 4 or 5 months of the year, where we are expecting a comparison in terms of year over year more favorable for Italy, as Mr. Galli mentioned before, as the first half of the year, the part of the year was penalized by the incentives that were in place last year in Italy. About the different decrease in terms of revenues related to volumes, we have to say that in Europe there was a significant contribution coming mainly from the bikes in terms of average value of the unit sold, as we registered an increase by almost 17% in terms of average value for the bikes, that is also in terms of volumes, so giving a significant contribution, but and keeping more or less the same value or better, a slight increase also in terms of average value in scooters, as the 50cc scooters increased as a percentage on total from 39% of last year down to 36.5%. So, you know, a more significant component of the higher displacement scooters. Then you asked about the restructuring cost. We are going on with our program. We mentioned in the past conference call an expectation for the total for the full year as net impact, considering costs and savings, by about 10 million euros for the total year. At the moment, we are in line, more or less. Maybe we will have some more benefit this year with a translation in the next year as we slowed down our operation, our restructuring operation in Spain that are anyway going on, as we agreed with the local government a timetable just a little different that will set the completion of this operation in the first half of next year. So as a result, we will have less restructuring costs in Spain this year. That means a more favorable balance in terms of net impact between costs and saving in the 2011, and on as a balance some more costs in 2012. But we are talking of about some million, a couple of million at the moment. Finally, the cash generation, you asked, the change in terms of factoring, and the change in terms of factoring was kept inside the normal managing. There is a difference which is favorable for the current year, but we are talking about some million, some more than 5 million euros, between 5 and 10 million euros, less than 10 million euros.
Thank you.
There are no more questions. A new question from Mr. Alex Falcioni from UniCredit. Mr. Falcioni, please.
Yeah, sorry, about the restructuring costs. I believe you had about 5 million in the first quarter. I didn't catch how much you said would be the full year amount. I think you said something like 10 to 12 million. Is that right?
Instead of having a 10 million negative impact for the full year, we will have something between 6 and 8 at the moment.
Yeah. In terms of cost for restructuring after 6 months, so the pure cost, not talking about the net effect, the pure cost in the first half was 8 million versus 4 million last year. So I can tell you that in the first, 6 months, the EBITDA has been impacted by a delta incremental restructuring cost of around 4 million. With, of course, some sort of benefit, but limited, because, some of the people have been fired just in the last month, so we'll give a benefit in the second part of the year.
So just the full cost for the full year should be in the range of what, about 14 million without the benefit?
The full cost, I think, around 14 to 15 million.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no more questions.
Okay, so we can close now the conference call. And as usual, if you have further questions or you need clarification, you can call me from now on. Thank you very much. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.